Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we interviewed someone from our next guest state agency, they had just launched a farm-centric entrepreneurial program, and their efforts have since helped sustain enterprises ranging from baskets to bees to ice cream. Kyle Player is Executive Director of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture's Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, known as ACRE, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, for our listeners who might have missed our broadcast from a couple of years ago, share with them a brief history and overview of ACRE.
ACRE was launched back in late 2017, and we were able to fund our first research and entrepreneur projects in 2018. So what we're doing is looking to nurture entrepreneurship within the state. We know there's a lot of great agribusiness entrepreneurs out there that might not get the support they need to be able to continue and grow their business. So our mission is to go out and seek these outside-of-the-box, innovative entrepreneurs and give them an opportunity for funds, an opportunity to work with grant consultants, and an opportunity for business mentoring. And we do all of this free of charge.
Applicants could be from anywhere around the state, right?
Yes, sir. Your business just needs to be located in South Carolina for the advanced program. It's a little more in-depth. And for the curriculum program, basically the only requirement is that you are a South Carolina resident.
Share with us some examples of some of the agribusinesses that you've been working with.
Yes, I would love to. Going back to our very first year, we work with an entrepreneur named Sam Norton. He has a fully saltwater irrigated farm down in Charleston, South Carolina. He's the only person in the U.S. that uses a fully saltwater irrigated farm, and he's creating what are known as sea beans. He is now selling them all across the U.S. He's actually just upfitted to a new warehouse because he can't meet his demand still in the new warehouse. Going to 2019, our second year, Tracy and Ty Woodard out of Darlington, South Carolina, they're actually row crop farmers, and they came up with the idea of taking their cotton and creating these 100% cotton afghans, towels, and swaddle blankets for babies. And they actually just won a contest 2 years ago in Garden and Gun and basically doubled their business within a month after they were in their magazine. So they're continuing to grow, and they just broke ground on a new facility on their farm to be able to house everything. Again, they're having trouble meeting their demand.
And just a quick note for our listeners, we did interview them last year on this program. So going back to our archives at our webpage, you'll be able to find that interview.
So, great, yes. So they have done a great job. And Tracy continues to be such a help for me. She's actually judging our 2021 program coming up this spring. And then just quickly, one from this past year, as you probably know, dairies in South Carolina are unfortunately not as prevalent as they used to be. We actually funded two creameries this past time around, Low Country Creamery and Nance Farm Creamery. They were able to actually start, especially Nance Farm Creamery, they started their creamery with our grant funding and are now doing very well up in Chester. Low Country Creamery in Bowman, South Carolina, they have also just recently broken ground to basically expand their production.
Can an agri entrepreneur apply anytime during the year, or are there specific time periods for these programs that you offer?
There are specific time periods. So in the spring, and this year the applications go out March the 2nd and are due May the 3rd. That is for our advanced program. So that's for an already established business for opportunity to win up to $25,000. And for our fall curriculum, those applications usually go out in August. And that's for a chance we partner with Clemson to actually help these folks build a business plan and build a pitch. And then they also have the opportunity to pitch and win up to $5,000 in grant money. But we also do other things throughout the year. We provide free workshops in very rural areas. So we're not just those two programs. We do a lot all throughout the year with different partners and helping apply for grants and things like that.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for the information and for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. It was great.
Kyle Player is Executive Director of the South Carolina Department of Agriculture's Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, known as ACRE. We will have a link to her agency posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.